To get back to the beds and things, what do you call a makeshift sleeping place you'd make up on the floor?
Hammock.
Okay. Now, some of these things I imagine you said the other day, and I just can't remember which ones. These are about types of soil, so we'll just run through them quickly. Types of ground and so forth. What would you call flat, low land along a stream? It would overflow when you plant it later?
We call that bottom. Then up on the hill, we call that hillside. Then we call it a flat field, or just a flat field. Then the different types of soil. There's a clay, well, three or four different kinds of clay. In Georgia, where you at, it's red, stiff clay. Here we have a lighter red clay. And on up in the valley, about 25 miles from here, they have a clay up there that's red.
Is that north?
With iron ore in it. And that valley's red. Then on the creek, they have the sediments that flows along and on and comes out and make your bottom soil. It's a dark, loamy soil that there's a lot of sand been washed in it. You have different colors of soil and different colors of clay. Now, down south of us here, there's a white clay that's in the ground that they dig. And they ship it for the carload to make not chinaware, but dishware and things, churnware. You ever see a churn made?
No. You can bet if it's anything that has to do with the country or the old days, I haven't seen it.
Well, this is take a little time, but you take you have your disc there, and it turns around. You got either you do it with a you put the, with a. Way you provide where that turn, or you got a little motor. They use motors now. They get this clay that they're going to make churns out of, and they'd put moisture in it and make it up, and they'd get it pliable. Then on this disc, just flat, that turns around and around, you put that lump of clay on it, and to make, I believe I'll tell you how to make a cup, and the churn's made under the same order.
All right.
You come in through with your hands there, and as this turns, right in the center of that, it's turning in your hand. You work that, make it pliable. Every once in a while, maybe you'll have to get over and get you a little more water.
Mm-hmm.
Then, now you got it up part of the way here, making your cup or churn, whatever you make it. Then you come in through your thumb, pressing it in the center.
Mm-hmm.
While it's going around, you see your fingers is running this out here, and your thumbs down like this and that. Well, you see, you're forming a hole there. Well, you run that till you get the shape like that cup is. Then your dirt, clay up here and it's your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you take that and to make it slick, you take the water there just enough and it turns it, you see. And flick it, and you finish it up, and if you want it to flared out the top, you do that with your hands. You shape it with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it and put it in a kiln.
Mm-hmm.
You dry that. Then you bake it.
Yeah.
And if you don't color in it, just before you bake it, you paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it in there, and when it comes out, you've got a colored pot.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do that if you want color. Say you want that had a white